Good morning. Thanks for joining the Stronger Marriage Podcast. Going to do something a little bit different today. Lee is unavailable. We're visiting a granddaughter today, and she's currently holding her in her arms and loving on this new grandbaby. And we know we have not podcasted. It's been one of those weeks, and I told her I'm going to share a story that I would love for my friends that listen to the Stronger Marriage Podcast to hear. It was about 10 years ago, and we were in Miami, Florida. We went down for a spring break trip in which we had a kiddo down there that was doing a little bit of work, and we went down to see him, and we took our three other boys with us, and we started making plans before we left of things that we wanted to do. And I remember specifically Lee asking me, hey, we've made lots of plans, but is there anything specific that you would like to do while we are in Miami for this trip? And I told her, I said, yes, I would love to do something. And she said, what is it? And I said, you know, I saw on ESPN the other day a special about a guy who has been running 8 miles every day since 1972. He has never missed a day. His name is The Raven. You can Google him if you want to. It's a pretty cool story. But I said, he shows up and runs from Lifeguard Station 121 every day, and people come and run with him from all over the world, and I'd like to go run with the Raven. I'm a runner, and I enjoy running, and so I said, can we go spend a day at the beach sometime, and I'll go run with Raven while y'all hang out? And Lee said, sure, sounds great. So on one of our days on spring break, we went to the beach and spent the day having some fun, and at 5 p.m., I went up to the lifeguard station to where the Raven was going to show up, and I was going to run 8 miles with him. There were several who showed up. Probably there were 10 or 12 of us showed up to run with the Raven that day, and I had questions. I wanted to ask him, why have you run 8 miles every day, and why 8 miles and not 4 miles? It seems a whole lot easier, and it just was an interesting story, and so showed up that day, got to meet him. Lee took a picture of me and him together, and we took off running, and I visited. We probably talked for about the first 20 minutes on the run. When you're running 8 miles and you're running at a really slow pace, you got plenty of time to talk. So I had been visiting with him for a while, and when we kind of ran out of conversation, he asked who I was and what I did, and we talked about him and some of his stuff. I had earlier, before we left, spotted a guy in the group by the name of Dave. I didn't know Dave, who was also running with the Raven that day, and he was there with two or three buddies, and Dave was a good-looking guy, probably mid-50s, and I had heard some of his buddies giving him a hard time about how come you didn't pick the one girl that they thought you should pick on TV, and I thought, is this guy a movie star? I just thought, man, I got to meet him so I can say I've met a movie star. So after I ran with the Raven for a little while, I kind of scooted over next to Dave, and I told him, I said, hi, Dave, my name's Trey, I'm from Texas. I heard your buddies talking to you a while ago about being on TV. I said, are you a movie star? Are you in television? And Dave said, oh, no. He said, in fact, I'm a little embarrassed to even tell you. And I kind of said, hey, we got another 30 minutes to run, you know, share with me. And he said, I was on a show on Bravo TV network called Millionaire Matchmaker, and they were trying to set me up with someone that they thought would be a good match. And of course, it hit me at that point. Dave was obviously a millionaire, which I'm not ever sure I've met a millionaire before. Come to find out, long story short, Dave had been on Millionaire Matchmaker, and here he was mid-50s, never been married, never had any serious relationship with a woman, and did not have a family. And so he had not known where to turn and decided he would go on to Millionaire Matchmaker. They set him up, decided that it would be good for him to spend time and get to know a 20-year-old single college kid. And he said, I didn't pick her. That's who they decided they thought I would be the best fit with. And he said, man, I'm a 55-year-old man. He said, I've spent all my life since I was 18 working and making money. I found out Dave's got a jet. He flies back and forth from Miami to Hollywood and got houses out there. He's been in banking. I was a little, I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit infatuated with him. I mean, he was good looking. He's a millionaire. He's got a jet airplane. He's got houses everywhere. He's on television. He's getting to pick from women that they're trying to set him up with. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, this guy has got the life, right? And as we ran a little bit, he kind of told me a story. He said, I've never slowed down long enough to try to find love. He said, here I am in my mid-50s. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. And he said, I want that more than anything else. And he said, I'm just having no luck trying to find it. Well, I tried to give Dave some encouragement. I tried to tell him, don't look so hard. And I gave him some pointers and some thoughts and some things like that. But we probably had a good 30-minute conversation while we ran about life. And the whole time I kept thinking as we ran, I can't wait to get done with this run so I can go tell my wife that I met a millionaire, which to me was just absolutely fascinating. And as we were finishing up our run and running back toward the lifeguard station, about an hour and a half after we had started, my boys, all four of them, and my wife were down by the water, and they were kind of waiting on me to get back because they wanted supper. And if you know anything about hungry boys, they're wanting dad to buy food quick. And so as we start running back toward the lifeguard station, they spot our little group coming back, and I'm still running and visiting with Dave. And they start hollering, go, Dad, come on, Dad, and hollering at our group. And I waved at all my kids, you know, down there on the beach. And Dave looked at all them, and then he kind of looked at me, and he said, who are all those people? And I said, well, that's my family. That's my wife and my four boys, and those are my kids. And I remember him saying, he didn't mean it this way, but I said, those are my kids. And he said, all of them? And it was just kind of like, it was like, well, yeah, I got four kids. And so I, real briefly and very quickly, I tried to explain to him as quickly as I could, because we were finishing up our run and hadn't talked anything about me. I said, yeah, I married my high school sweetheart over 20 years ago. We started having our children very quickly after we married. I have four amazing boys, and we're still as happily married today as we ever have been. And right there, for the first time in the whole run, Dave actually turned and looked at me. We made eye contact. You don't do that while you're running. You know, you're looking ahead of you. But he looked right at me after I said that. And he said something that I will never forget. To the day I die, I will not forget his words. His words literally rocked my world and made me rethink everything that is important. And it gave me chills then, and actually I've got chills now just thinking about it. Dave looked at me and said, you are richer than I will ever be. And I just kind of thought for a second. He said, I would love to have what you've got. And I was blown away, because here was a guy who was a millionaire who was telling me that I was richer than he was, and he would love to have what I have. And as I finished up that run, with just that stirring in my head, I began to think, I am richer than a millionaire. How crazy is that? Because I have not planes and cars and houses. I'm richer than a millionaire because I have found love in this world. I have found a spouse and I have found a family. And that makes me more wealthy than a guy that's got a jet and multiple houses and everything else. Man, I enjoyed my conversation with Dave, and when I thought that I was going to give him some things to think about, he rocked my world with a thought and had me rethink what was important in this world. And I remember Lee coming over, and she said, how was the run? I said, it was good. And I was excited to tell her the story, and I told her, I said, guess what? And she said, what? And I said, we are richer than a millionaire. And she was really confused, of course, at the time. She thought, you've been out in the sun way too long running, because I've seen our bank account. We are nowhere near richer than a millionaire. But once I explained to her, she understood exactly what I'm saying. You know, we live in a world and in a society today where We focus so much on material things, a house, a bigger house, a job, a better job, a car, a newer car, clothes, more clothes. Everything's about stuff. But stuff doesn't last. Stuff doesn't love you back. And in the end, stuff doesn't matter. You never do a funeral and go, boy, they had a lot of stuff. You do a funeral and you talk about the person and how they loved their spouse and their kids and God. That's the kind of life I want to live. I am richer than a millionaire today. And it has nothing to do with the amount of money in my bank account. It has to do with being rich in love and rich in relationships. I hope you will rethink some things today. Maybe as you're driving down the road, maybe if you're listening in the kitchen, and you'll think to yourself as you've been trying to figure out how to get a bigger or a better or a newer, that yes, we need houses and we need a car and we need a job. Those things are important, but none of them come close to being as important as relationships. The most valuable thing you have on this earth is not a house or a job or a career. If you're married, it's a relationship with your spouse. Value that. Invest in that. Give that everything you've got, because that's what really matters in this world. Not what you had, but how you loved. You guys have a blessed day, and we will see you next week.